What's up, y'all? Bobby Belt here. Check out this recent segment from a new episode of Love of the Star. All right, Brian, let's jump into the Dean Julia Love of the Star mailbag. Answer a couple quick questions before you got to run off and do another 5 hours of broadcasting. First question,
more iced tea. It's good iced tea.
I'm going to throw out the first question here because I meant to actually ask it in the first half hour here.
Yeah.
I threw it out to Nate Newton yesterday, Nick Eatman, Tommy Arsh on Cowboys Crosstalk. The Detroit performance was bad all the way
Very
around.
Bad.
All 53 guys probably can walk out of that game and say, I could have been
Pittsburgh
better.
Was good, though.
Yeah, Pittsburgh was good. Detroit wasn't.
Right.
If sitting on that 2 week bye, who's one guy that you say, you know, you in particular got to be better this week? It's critical this week that you don't play like you did against Detroit. And I'll throw my answer up first. To me, we talk about the run game and everything else. I need Giants game Mozzie Smith.
Yeah.
I don't need the Mozzie Smith we saw at the beginning of the season or recently. I need the Mozzie Smith that showed up against the Giants, because if you can get that, I think your chances of winning this game and stealing this one shoot up exponentially if he can be a factor. Who's your guy?
You know, I think Mozzie Smith is a good one. 80 pass rush attempts for him, not a pressure yet. That is really, really difficult to deal with right there. They're a defensive tack. Not to say, hey, how about our guy at the Giants? You know,
Dexter Lawrence.
Dexter Lawrence has got like multiple sacks and double teamed the most of anybody in the league. I'm not saying that Mozzie Smith needs to be Dexter Lawrence, but you're absolutely right about that. I'm going to say that Dallas is going to need Diggs to play really, really well in this game. And I know that I'm talking run, but I'm also thinking that run could turn into play action. You know, and I do worry about them trying to
he was awful against the Lions. This
Kyle Shanahan has got just as much an ego to say, look what I did. I beat Dallas with a banged up receiving core and backup dudes. He's that kind of guy that, you know, where he should run the ball 50 times in this game, he'll probably try and throw it some.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. Diggs has got to be good on the edge. And I mean on the edge. I mean, you've got to be able to come up. And that ball has to be pushed back to the inside.
There can't be any Olays.
There can't be any Olays on the edge, or you're going to give up massive yards here.
All right, Brian, next one here. We'll actually go to the YouTube for this one. Jello on the YouTube.
Hello, Jello. Thanks
for joining us live here from Richardson Bar and Grill. Jello asking, for the Cowboys, over or under 20 rush attempts this week?
I'd like to believe it's going to be over. I'd like to believe that all of them come in the form of Rico Dowdle, or a split between, not a split, but a Rico Dowdle and Hunter Lipke type of an attack. Give them a taste of, you know, of their own medicine. You know, they're going to hand the ball to Kyle Juszczyk a couple of times. Yeah. Go ahead and hand it to Hunter Lipke. This needs to be a tough, tough running game. This needs to be a Pittsburgh-type running game attack. I'm not using Ezekiel Elliott in this game. I'm just not. I'm sorry. I think every carry needs to either go to Hunter Lipke. I think you're going to have to maybe do some jet sweep stuff. You know, I mean, it's hopefully those are called at the right opportunity. But give me, I'm going to say it's going to be, I think I want to believe it's going to be over, but I'm not too sure it'll be over.
Next question from Massey on Twitter. What do you think is the reason McCarthy has gone?
Do you think it's going to be over?
Yes.
Okay.
Not way over, but I do think it's going to be over.
Good.
Massey says, what do you think is the reason McCarthy has gone back to his stale play calling from pre-buy 2023 and away from what was successful post-buy 2023? Brian, there's probably a lot of factors for this.
Routes are same? The routes. If you look at CeeDee Lamb post buy of last year, and I did this, I went and looked at this. Like, okay, post buy last year. Can I do this real quick?
Yeah, hit me.
Post buy slants 19 of 26. This is post buy hitch 21 of 22. Out routes 18 of 25. Post 7 of 11, go routes 6 of 17, but that's 151 yards and one touchdown there. Crossing routes 11 of 16 for 79. That's all post routes for CD post bye week last year. Pre bye, here we are. Crossing routes 6 of 10, hitch 6 of 8, slant 6 of 13. 54 yards, no touchdowns. Go routes, 4 of 8 for a 147, a touchdown and an interception. Screens, 4 for 4, and then out routes, 3 of 5 for 78 yards and a touchdown. It's the same routes.
For CD, the route tree is absolutely the same. I will say, I think that the route combinations within the entire, which obviously are going to free up easier looks and do some different things.
I hope I didn't give everybody tired head.
No. I think that's good. And we'll, you can, if you want to screenshot that, then when we clip this for a teaser, we'll throw the graphic up there too, so people can kind of see it while you go along. But I will say, I think a lot of this is coming down to, if you want to talk about the offense looking a little stale, I think a lot of this comes down to
red zone is bad.
Well, they have a lot of concerns, I think, about
the offensive line. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
I
think that's why Smith started against the Lions.
Yep. I don't think that Mike McCarthy has a ton of trust in the offensive line right now. And sure Dak Prescott at times looks like he doesn't have a lot of trust in it. All right, that does it for us here today on the Love the Star podcast. But again, you can come out to Richardson Bar and Grill, hang out for the next 5 hours. Look at that. A great tea. Is that one of the Tolbert one? No, that's not the Tolbert Cup. But you can come out here and get a Tolbert Cup if you come out to Richardson Bar and Grill. In fact, right here on the YouTube comments, Brian, Jake comments and says, I'm here at RBG, but I don't want to bug y'all. Well, you should bug us just as soon as we hang up the stream.
He was listening yesterday when I was talking about Bug Chiafalo.
Oh, yeah. Bug.
No, say hello.
We'll be out there.
Zach loves to be bugged, too.
We'll be out there just a second. But that does it for us here today on the Love the Star podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you guys again later.